12. And I'm still joined in the studio by Ben Marcus from the Ben Marcus Band.
Hiya.
Do you know when I first used to say that? When you first came to the studio, for some reason, I could never say your name correctly. It did take me. I don't know why, because it's an easy name. It just must have been. I had real difficulty.
Yeah.
I've known you such a long time. I get little messages from you now and again on my phone.
Yeah. Well, it's usually sent by PC, but you're far more modern than I am.
Well, no, the thing is, if I send text messages to people, some of the messages, because I've got auto predictive text, and some of the things I've sent to people have just been absolutely disgusting. Because I'm not very good at spelling, and it also does it, and then you send it, you're like, I never meant to say that. Some of the messages are disturbing. Now, we've been talking about the band, but you've actually got the next song we're going to play in a little while is actually the charity single No One Can Tell, the 30th anniversary.
So
tell us about who's playing on this and what the song's about as well, and then we'll talk about the cancer charity as well.
Well, the song's about relationships, which I've managed to mess up most of my life. So I've got plenty of archive to write about.
Yeah.
People say that's why I'm a good songwriter. It's very nice of them. But I don't know. Maybe if I was happily married.
Yeah, but do you think that people see? I don't. I used to think that, but I think people now. It's my parents were married for 60 years. Don't get that murder. The thing is, 64 years, in fact.
Wow.
But I don't think that people can, in this modern day, can stay together. I think it's a thing we put pressure on people to be together for like 30 or 40 years. And really, you change so much. When you're in your 20s to your 40s, your personality changes so much. Then why shouldn't you have a different... Yeah. Alan's looking at me like, oh man. A different partner. You know, so I think maybe you have got a few loves of your life, not just the one.
I think you've got a valid point there.
Yeah, that's why I'm single.
Me too. But it does make for good songwriting.
Yes, misery makes for good songwriting.
Exactly. And I love writing in minor keys.
Yeah.
You can't write happy lyrics in minor keys. No. They've got to be miserable.
Yeah.
And I just don't like writing in major keys. I'd sound like musical writers, and I'm not.
Mm.
So, yeah, it tends to tie in.
I can't imagine you do a song and dance number, really. It's not your type of thing, is it?
No.
Or bad jazz.
No.
Now, No One Can Tell is about relationships.
Yes, yeah. I wrote it 30 years ago, and on the CD there is actually the 30-year-old version, which is much faster. That was actually had Nigel Pegram and the Steel Ice Band crowd. And we did that, and as I got older, we did a slower version.
Yeah.
And it's easier to cope along with a cut-down rate, so, yeah. But it's this one, it features heavily with a saxophone, Rebecca Gibson, and she did some lovely saxophone on this.
Yeah.
And Dean Rees, he did the Hammond, and I love what he does with the Hammond. That sounds wrong.
That's a different show.
I love the way he plays the Hammond organ. Even that sounds bad. But no.
You put the word Hammond in, that helped quite a bit.
It did, didn't it? Yes, I have to really get that one in fast. When Sean and I get together, we talk about guitars to the point where the girls get so fed up, they just leave the room.
Yeah.
Dean's the same about Hammonds. He knows the history. He knows when they were made, why they were made, and you'll hear it in a minute. But it's a real Hammond, the sort with the tone wheels and the big Wurlitzer speaker that spins and sometimes gets caught and screeches, even on the recordings. Then we leave that in too, because it sounds genuine.
Yeah.
Who else was on that? I do use a lot of different people. Carl, I was on drums. Rob Butterfield. And, of course, my eldest daughter, Melanie, did all the backing vocals.
Yeah.
So she's done all the albums with me now for 15 years.
Now, whereabouts can we find you on the internet?
The first place would probably be the band site, which is all the W's, themarcusband.com, Marcus spelling M-A-R-K-U-S.
Yep.
Marcusband.com. And there are links there to Amazon and iTunes. They're the best places to buy, because this, at the moment, is a download single only.
Yeah.
We did a download album 18 months ago, and we didn't do it on CD.
Mm.
And it's getting a lot of interest, so we're bringing that out in the next 6 months on CD.
Yeah.
That will be available probably through Amazon and a few other places, but Amazon seems to be the main way to go for music now. And that's Manhattan Exile.
Right, okay.
And that has got some good stuff on. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
Some of the albums, when I look back over the years, I think, I just could have done that different. I could have done this different. Manhattan Exile, that's fine. That's how I wanted it.
Yeah.
and it's nice. Well, that will be coming out October, and a fair chunk, probably 50% of all profits, will go to the Prostate Cancer Research Centre.
Yeah.
The charity have got really on board with this because, as you know, I was diagnosed with cancer just over a year ago.
Yeah.
And they've really got behind this, and they're doing a lot of the promoting. They're doing, what do you call it, tweeting.
Yep. Yes, yeah, tweeting. Yeah. That's what you need to get on Twitter.
I nearly said tweaking then. They're doing the Twitter, and they really are getting behind it, and that's great.
Yeah.
So for Georgina and Julie, if you're listening at the Prostate Centre in the UCL, because I was diagnosed, I live near Luton, and there was some... I was badly diagnosed in yeah. my local hospital, which I'm not going to mention the name, Redford. But my GP got fed up with the way they were messing about, and she sent me to UCL.
Yeah.
And UCL had been fantastic.
Just a very important thing, because we don't often talk about things, the symptoms on air for stuff. And as I said before, one of my friends has actually got bladder cancer.
Yeah.
I've talked about that before on air. So tell everybody what the symptoms are, because men are very, very naughty about not going to the doctors.
I virtually had none.
Yeah.
There were no symptoms. I had internal bleeding, and they couldn't find it. And it was just process of elimination. But the slight, very subtle symptoms I had were just a cut down urine stream.
Yeah.
And if you are getting up too many times in the night, this is blokes now.
Yeah.
Females have a completely different system. If you're getting up a lot of times, if you have a cut down stream, if you're stopping and starting, just go to your GP. He can do a blood test straight away.
Yeah.
And in 7 days you'll get it back. And if the blood test is clear, you've probably got something called prostatic hyperplasia, which is easily dealt with by pills.
Yeah.
Very, very few of the people going and getting the test who've got any problem will have cancer.
Yeah.
But if it is cancer, it is so much easier to deal with in the very early stages.
Yes.
They can do so much more, and it doesn't get to the point of having metastasized, which means spreading to other... Sadly, I didn't go that quick, and it's actually spread to my lymph system, and I've got lymphoma now.
Yeah.
But they're getting on top of that. We'll be starting chemo soon, so I'm not going to feel absolutely wonderful, but they're on top of it, and they'll deal with it.
Do you know what you want to do for the first one you have done? You should go and take your guitar, because when you're having it done, you don't feel, obviously, the effects of it till a couple of days afterwards. So you could keep everyone amused in the older, because they're lovely. I used to go with my dad to the chemotherapy set, and all the nurses are just, they're absolutely wonderful. Yeah. They are really, but it's a little bit boring, I must admit. If you're there for about 5 hours, it is a bit boring. So I think if you took the guitar and did a few songs, they'd probably love that.
They would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would, To get you working.
One little point on this, my youngest, Ben, he's hair everywhere. He looks like... He should be in Black Sabbath.
Right.
So I said, I've got my chemo, and for those of you who are, just listening on the radio, I have cropped hair.
Yeah.
It's about a quarter of an inch is probably being
generous.
Kind. Yeah. So I said, look, I'm having the chemo. I think you should get your hair cropped in sympathy. And he just started laughing. He said, nobody's going to tell the difference. Thanks, Ben. I'll remember that. I'll buy you a Christmas present.
There we go. That's from your dad. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We're going to finish on this one.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thanks, because I know you pops in every year, so hopefully we'll be in next year and you can come and talk about more music.
We will do.
And thank you for all. Thank you so very much for you two as well. So that's Teeny and Alan. Yeah. He's very quiet in the corner. You look nervous. Am I upsetting you in some way? No. They look scared. Right, I'll just move over here now. We're going to play... this is a charity single. It's available on Amazon. It's available to download on iTunes as well. It's a 30th anniversary single, No One Can Tell. Here we go.